Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 15th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of Gustave Eiffel, born in Dijon, France, 1832, who built the Eiffel Tower for the World's Fair in Paris, 1889. At the time, it was the tallest structure in the world, 1,000 feet. Many people thought it was ugly, but it has held up well. And in 1999, when Paris was hit by a windstorm that knocked down more than 100,000 trees, the Eiffel Tower only swayed 9 centimeters. It's the birthday of L.L. Zamenhof, born in Bialystok, Poland, 1859, in a part of Poland that was so ethnically and linguistically complicated, there were at least 4 languages being spoken in close proximity. Zamenhof decided the world needed a universal language, so he took elements from various languages and created Esperanto, with a simpler syntax and rules of grammar. Today there are estimated to be between 500,000 and a few million speakers of Esperanto, but how much they actually do speak it is not known. The novelist Betty Smith, born in Brooklyn on this day, 1896, grew up in poverty in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which was the most densely populated neighborhood in New York City at the time. She went off to Chapel Hill, went to the university, and there she read Thomas Wolfe's Of Time and the River. And she said it made it all come back, all of her childhood in Brooklyn. So she started work on a novel, and she called it A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. It came out in 1943. It has sold millions of copies since then. And it's the birthday of the poet Muriel Rukeyser, born in New York City, 1913, grew up in a wealthy family. Her parents' marriage was unhappy. The child was miserable. She went off to Vassar, had to leave after 2 years when her father's business went broke. But she said of her college years, those were good years, a burst of freedom after the years in comfort. College was quiet on top. There was room for all the ferment of new excitements, a limited present, but all the provocations of the past and the future. Here's a poem for today by Michelle Boisseau, At My Brother's Place. The TV set whose picture works rides on top the TV whose sound does. The stations change with the needle-nosed pliers. From the bed where he lies most of the day, draggle sheets flecked with holes where his ashes have dropped. Every surface is covered with the fuzz of ash, punctuated by twisted cigarette packs. His teeth hurt him to wear. From a chair seat, they grin at a crowd of Coke cans. Here's the Bible he chants from at night. His third this month, they have a way of disappearing, like the $50 bill I gave him yesterday. I've brought him salami and cherries, pumpernickel and mustard, a plastic knife to spread it with. And look, new T-shirts, new socks, a roll of stamps and paper, a phone card, an address book, where I've written all our numbers. When I've unloaded the packages and he has eaten everything at once, breathing hard, spitting cherry pits into his fist, I walk out to my rental car, clean and empty. At My Brother's Place, a poem by Michelle Boisseau from Trembling Air, published by the University of Arkansas Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.